In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our text is Isaiah chapter 2, verse 5. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. This is our Lord's Advent invitation. Walk in the light of the Lord. Our hymn just sung, a version of Zechariah's song, focused on this. While we still dwell in a land of darkness, we have seen the light. So why isn't it easy to say yes? Why hesitate? Perhaps we're too focused on delight. Our own delight. Always seeking after a moment of happiness, feeling good, being entertained, making ourselves the object of every moment. Perhaps we cherish good fortune too much. That everyone likes me. That I always get picked for the important job. That everyone knows my accomplishments. Perhaps we crave security, a 401k that just keeps rising, a really large vehicle that will haul anything and dominate the road, a home where we can stuff all kinds of things. But in seeking our delight, we are still stumbling in the darkness, and we're blind to the fact that we have made ourselves into our own idol. To walk in the light is to leave the darkness behind. It is to let the light shine on a path in front of us that we follow. It is to let it shine in the corners and drive away the disobedience, the rebellion. It is looking toward heaven, not focusing on the earthly things. It is trusting in the mercy of God, the obedience of Christ, and his righteousness and beauty, not our own. And it brings to walk in the light. It brings joy, peace, hope, a sure future. In these Advent days, then, God calls us to know again the power of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So rather than stumbling along in our own delight, let us walk in his light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.